2022-27, Peck Farm subdivision.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 64.0 acres plus or minus into 128 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the south side of Martins Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 291, approximately 0.6 mile east of Harbison Road, which is Route 5. The 911 address is 27458 Martins Farm Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 9, Parcel 4.00. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan and a copy of the colour rendering. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of the DELDOT area-wide study fee letter. We have a copy of the PLUS response from the state and the applicant's response to the PLUS comments. We have a copy of comments that have been received from the Technical Advisory Committee, including the Department of Agriculture, the Division of Watershed Stewardship, the Division of Public Health, and the County's Geographic Information Office. And I would note that we have received two written comments, which were received today, I believe, and are now in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. The Chair recognizes Mr. Fuqua.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I represent the applicant, Ribera Development, LLC, and with me is John Stamato. On behalf of the applicant, John's been before you several times before, and Mark Davidson and Alan Dechter of Pannoni Associates. An exhibit book was submitted for the record. The exhibit book contains some relevant information about the application, including a Section 91-9C subdivision report and the applicant's PLUS response. This is an application for an AR1 cluster subdivision to contain 128 single-family lots and a recreational amenity area. Amy, can you put up the just the aerial for the area? There, thank you. The land's located on the south side of Martins Farm Road. Martins Farm Road is just east of Route 5, and the property is just southeast of Harbison. The parcel contains 64 acres. It's mostly cleared agricultural land with a residence and outbuildings. There are some woodlands on the site, and the majority of the woodlands are in the southwest corner of the property. The immediate area surrounding the site is a mixture of single-family homes, farmland, and woodlands. The property is zoned AR1. And it is located in the low density area under the comprehensive plan future land use map. As you know, the comprehensive plan recognizes that agriculture uses and homes are permitted uses in the low density area, and also that cluster option subdivisions are permitted use in the low density area at a density of 2 lots per acre. Provided that public sewer is utilized. The AR1 section of the zoning ordinance also states that cluster development is permitted in the AR1 zone, subject to the superior design requirements of the zoning code. As to the specifics of the proposed subdivision, public water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by a public utility company, either Artesian or Tidewater. There was a little mix-up with the companies as to exactly whose service area this is in, and they're working on that now to determine who would be providing the water. A central sewer will be provided by Artesian Wastewater Company. They already have a service in the area that's in their service area. Stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC's current sediment and stormwater regulations. They'll be reviewed and approved by the Sussex County Conservation District. There was a soil study that was performed by Accent Environmental. Pannoni Associates did do a wetland study and determine that there were no tidal or federally regulated non-tidal wetlands located on the site. And under the FEMA flood insurance rate map, the entire site is located in Zone X, unshaded, which is the area outside of the 500-year floodplain. The site currently has 12.28 acres of forested area. 1.03 acres will be impacted by the development, and that will preserve 11.25 acres of the existing woodlands, or 91.6% of the existing forested area on the site. As to traffic, DLDOT indicated that in accordance with its development coordination manual, it would accept an area-wide study fee in place of a TIS. DLDOT will require a dedication of right-of-way along the site frontage on Martin's Farm Road. That dedication would provide a 30-foot right-of-way from centerline and a 15-foot wide permanent easement along the site's right-of-way frontage. The applicant will also be responsible for improvements to Martin's Farm Road along the site frontage to provide 11-foot wide travel lanes with 5-foot shoulders. And as requested by DLDOT, Jamie, could you put the that colored subdivision plan up? As requested by DLDOT, there also will be an interconnection easement from the internal streets of the subdivision to tax map parcel 20, which is a parcel located south of the property. And you can see that interconnection is right. As to the subdivision site design, the development, as I said, will have 128 single-family lots. That is a density of 2 lots per acre in compliance with the permitted density for an AR1 cluster subdivision. The lots vary in size from 7,500 square feet to 11,188 square feet, with the average lot approximately 8,273 square feet. The entrance will be from Martin's Farm Road. The entrance will be designed and constructed in compliance with DLDOT requirements. As you can see from the site plan, there are large areas of open space on either side of the entrance road. Those areas contain some stormwater ponds, and trees and landscaping will be planted along Martin's Farm Road, creating what we think would be an attractive street view for the development. Streets in the development will be private, built to Sussex County Engineering Department specifications. There will be sidewalks on one side of the street, the entrance street coming in from Martin's Farm Road to the internal roads. And then within the development itself, there'll be sidewalks on both sides of all development streets that have lots on them, as well as shielded non-intrusive streetlights. There'll be a centrally located recreational area, which again you can see on the plan right in this area here. The recreational area at a minimum will consist of a clubhouse, an outdoor swimming pool and deck. There are also walking trails, hiking trails that loop around the clubhouse and pool in that open space area around that recreational complex. And then additionally, there is a hiking trail that doesn't show up well at this scale, but it basically runs from the cul-de-sac in the northwest corner outside of the subdivision and loops around and comes in down to the near the cul-de-sac in the southeast corner. It's proposed that the recreational center would be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 60th certificate of occupancy. The design has a 20-foot wide landscaped or wooded buffer that would be comprised of the existing woods. The buffer is along lands of other ownership to the west, the south, and the east. The closest house on the north east there, there'd be a 20-foot planted landscape buffer, since there is no existing woods at that location now. The location of a school bus stop will be coordinated with the school district. Once the correct school district is determined, the school district line actually runs through this property, Cape Henlopen and Indian River. And I didn't know how that worked, because I thought it doesn't make sense that the kids would go to different schools. Apparently, it's determined by whatever district has a bus route in that area. They make that decision. So once we know who it is, we will take care of that. The overall development will have a total of 30.55 acres of open space. That's approximately 47.6 acres of the entire site. I mentioned that 91% of the existing wooded area on the site will be preserved. As I said, the majority of that is located in a large area in the southwest portion of the site, which you can see again on the site plan there. And that area right there is more than 30% of the open space and is adjacent to existing woodlands in that area. The community will have a homeowners association that'll be comprised of all lot owners, and they will have the responsibility for enforcing the community restrictions, collecting assessments, maintaining the development streets, entrance buffers, landscaping, stormwater facilities, recreational amenities, and any other common areas. The site is in the Milton Fire Department Fire Service Area, and I will submit for your consideration proposed findings and conditions. In conclusion, again, as stated, this is a proposed 128-lot cluster subdivision, which is a permitted use in the AR1 zoning district. The site layout was designed in accordance with the cluster site design process, which basically involves, as a first step, identifying the site's environmental features worthy of preservation. And in this case, those features were the larger forested area in the southwest corner. After that's identified, the development itself is located on the remaining portion of the property, which is the cleared agricultural land. And again, that resulting design results in approximately 47% active and passive open space and the preservation of over 90% of the existing forested area on the site. And with that, that would conclude my presentation, other than, of course, any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I just have a couple. I was trying to get my screen to come back up, and I keep crashing. Can you go over the DelDOT improvements again? Because that is a really small road riding on that.
Yeah.
Are they requiring you to do a turn lane, or?
I don't know the entrance requirements. Mark, do you know?
Yes. For the record, Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates. So a right turn lane will be required for this development here. Also, the improvements along the frontage of the property. It'll be 11-foot lanes. We'll have to widen 11-foot lanes, put 5-foot shoulders, and clean up all drainage improvements as a part of that requirement to expand the roadways in this section.
Are they making you do on the other side if somebody's trying to turn into the development?
It would most likely, it would probably be a bypass lane that would required because of the limited traffic that's on this road right now. A dedicated left turn lane would most likely not be required.
Okay, because again, that is a small road. While you're up here, I'm still hung up on the smallness of the small road, Martin's Road. What's the soil conditions on the site? Do you expect to have, is it going to be balanced, or do you anticipate having to bring a lot of fill in? Or?
Well, we're hoping to be able to, as you can see, the number of stormwater ponds that we're proposing, they're going to probably, it's going to be infiltration, so the soils are fairly well drained along this area. We've had numerous soil studies done between our soil scientists, Access Environmental, and then GTA.
So you don't expect a lot of truck traffic because you can use it on site?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate the interconnectivity, but it doesn't look like that may be happening for a long time. So my, you know, I'm going with this. Emergency access that we've been requesting to have an alternate access to the site in the event that the main entrance is blocked off. So would you be willing to, I think it's lot number 62, I was trying to pull it back up again, the top right-hand corner, to make that an access to the site, an alternative access to the site, not with improvements, but what we have been requiring for other developers to do in the past?
There's sufficient room there to be able to spread those lots apart to be able to provide provide that access.
I think that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions, sir.
Holmes?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay, staff?
None for me, thank you.
White House? Counselor?
None for me either.
All right, sir. Fuquay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-27 Peck Farm Subdivision? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2022-27? All right, sir, you, sir, in the green, come on up, and then you'll be next, okay? Come on up. No, you're up. You're up.
I guess I don't know if I'm really in opposition. I guess it's more I have questions.
We need to put your name on the record.
Oh, please. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It's John W. Reamer. I live at 27267 Martins Farm Road, and I've lived there since July of 85.
Okay.
I'm just to the west of this property in question. They talked about the water system, Artesian or possibly another company. I guess what I would like to know is this going to be provided on that property itself, or is that we will there be pipes coming down Martins Farm Road from either 5 or the other end, the east end, Cool Springs area, to supply water to these people? The septic system or sewer system, is that going to be contained on that property, or again, are there going to be pipes coming in from either Route 5 or the East End Cool Springs? I heard the gentleman say about the 5-foot shoulders, and I wasn't sure about the clarity. Is that going to be just in front of that development? Is that going to run all the way down the road?
Getting all this? Okay, go ahead.
And right now, there are no shoulders on this road. It's a road, and on both sides there are ditches.
Right.
So if they intend to put shoulders on this road, I know because of drainage, there's going to have to be ditches too. So is that going to encroach on all our properties, and are we going to lose frontage of our property because of this going in? Will it be only
can't take from you what you're not willing to give, so
I'm sorry.
They can't take from you what you're not willing to give, so it's not like they can just come in and take your property. And the state right-of-way for the highway is a lot wider than the pavement, okay?
Right.
And but I'm going to let the engineer answer your questions for you.
Okay. Okay. And I guess that's more or less are really my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I really have any real opposition right now, because I would like to know the answers to these questions. Oh. I would like to maybe make another statement, if possible.
Sure.
He brought up about the school district.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, when I moved out there back in 85, I basically moved on that property because I thought I was moving into the Cape Henlopen School District.
Yeah,
according
to
the tax records, I was paying Cape Henlopen school taxes. When my children went there for approximately 2 months, we got a notice that they had to switch over. We were not in the school district.
Wow.
Now, there are very little people on that road. It was a dirt road back then.
Right.
But I was very disappointed, you know, went in front of both school boards, blah, blah, blah. And if he's talking about, and I know because I was just that shy from being in Cape Henlopen School District. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people who move into this development If this situation is not corrected, and my daughters graduated from high school, graduated from college, were well in business, I was still paying Cape Henlopen School District taxes, and it wasn't until the last few years, now I'm back to Indian River. Well, I'm not back. I am now paying Indian River.
Okay.
I was never paying Indian River School District taxes.
Understood.
That's it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, can I ask one question, just context? When you're asking about the water and sewer, I think I understand the reason for your question about the sewer, but a lot of times we get asked that question about whether you can hook into it. Is that?
I'm sorry, I failed to mention that. Yes, sir, that's what I wanted. Is it going to force us to connect into any of this?
Yeah, because that question cuts two ways. One, whether they can force you to, or whether you can voluntarily connect. But
well, I was
they
thinking
can't
more
force
like
you.
If our systems fail, are we then forced to tie into it?
Good question. Not sure that we can answer that one for you. If your system fails, and I mean,
we'll find out the answers from.
We'll try to get an answer for you, but I can tell you that typically DENREC, if there's any way they can avoid a septic system, they will. And if there's a sewer line running in front of your house, they're going to want you to hook up. Now, whether or not they can cause it to happen is beyond our pay grade. I don't really know. But
and it sort of depends whether it's a force main.
Yeah,
and
it depends on what it
too.
Is. But yeah. There's a lot of factors. I mean, there are sewer lines, and then there are sewer lines. Right. So, but I'll get your answer to your other questions for
you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. Mr. Davidson, you want to come up and answer this gentleman's questions?
Yes, sir. As for the water system, I can try to show you here. We did provide an exhibit in the booklet, so there is an exhibit on the record on our discussions with Artesian as far as being able to provide water and sewer to the site. So on this particular one, for the water system, the water will come down the Martin. We would be coming down here. Artesian has acquired several easements. We have an easement, a 25-foot easement, running down our property line here.
You're saying Artesian, though. Wasn't there some question if it was going to be Artesian versus
Tidewater?
Well, that's
just in the beginning of our application process many months ago when we first submitted Artesian. It was stated that Artesian had the CPCN. It's since come to light that there's been a multiple amount of CPCNs acquired by both companies. And if you actually click on the tax map for this particular property, you'll see how Tidewater grouped probably 20 tax parcel numbers, and they're sporadic throughout this area. This one parcel happened to pop up on Tidewater's. So Tidewater and Artesian are talking right now to figure out, since Artesian has a system in the area.
Okay, yeah. I was asking that more because I didn't want you to do this, and then it end up being Tidewater, and then the information you're showing the public today not be accurate.
Tidewater has nothing in the area.
Okay.
They just happened to grab all these CPCNs sporadically throughout this area. And
so what we're seeing, though, is going to be if it's Artesian.
If it's Artesian. So we're going to head up Martin's Farm Road to a property that's owned by, adjacent to a piece of property that's owned by Delmarva Power for their utility lines. There's an easement that has been acquired by Artesian to be able to connect into the subdivision just to the north of Martin's Farm Road. What's the name of that? On Fisher Road.
Yes,
I think
sir.
It recently was approved, but last year. That's where we would be connecting the water to at that time. And Artesian, and again, on the exhibit, it shows that they gave us this connection point right here to be able to tie into for the water. It will be a 10-inch water line going down the road there. For the sanitary sewer, there's a force main out on Route 5. So our proposal is to place a sanitary sewer pump station somewhere along this area in here, and then a force main will go all the way down to Harbison Road, Route 5, to be able to connect into their existing force main that's running along Route 5.
So the utility lines are not actually going to run on the road in front of your development. They're going to come in at each corner, one on one corner, one
that
on
is
the
correct,
other corner.
Yes.
So those lots that are across the street will not have a sewer or water line in front of them.
That is correct.
Okay.
And to answer that question, we run on this all the time.
Okay.
If there is sewer and water in the area, but if you're not in that particular CPCN, then you're not required. If your septic fails, you can go back to Danarec. We get septic permits all the time.
Right.
You can go back to Danarec and find a new area on your lot for a septic, and you can get a septic system, even if there's water and sewer in the area, as long as you haven't signed up to one of the utility
right.
companies, CPCN.
Okay.
And then I think the last one was about the shoulders.
Yeah. The highway. How
everything
that
fits.
With drainage
we try to fit everything within the existing right of way. If it means that we have to pull some of that towards our property to do more improvements within our property, that's what we typically try to do. That way, we don't provide any type of disturbance to the properties across the road, but we work within the right-of-way that's already there. Of course, we're granting additional right-of-way as a part of our project, and it's a 50-foot right-of-way now. It's supposed to be a 60-foot right-of-way. We'll give an additional 5 feet plus that 15-foot multimodal for utility easement, and we try to fit everything within that, and we try not to disturb. DelDOT will work with us through design deviations and things of that nature so that adjacent properties are not disturbed during construction.
So just right. following up on that, because there was like a part B of that question right. was that there's pavement and then there's ditches, you know, so it's one thing to say you're going to expand the roadway and the pavement and the shoulders, but there's ditches in the way. Does that mean that you're going to relocate the ditches?
The ditches, and if the ditches happen, and when we start to expand, so if it's a 10-foot road right now, we build it to an 11-foot travel lane with 5-foot shoulders. If we can't fit the drainage swale within that ditch, we tend to pipe it and put in, that's when we start putting in infrastructure to be able to, so that drainage does not fall on individual properties.
If I could, I think there's a part C to that question, too. I think the question that Mr. Reamer, I think he was asking about whether it will run all the way down the road also. The DelDOT required improvements are just for the frontage
in front of your
of this property, so it wouldn't affect anybody to the east or west of the site.
Okay. That's true. There was a part
right.
C. Thank you.
Right. Good. Thanks. Okay. Who else would like to speak in opposition? All right, come on up.
Just hang on a second, sir. Our new podium, we could lower it.
Watch
so.
How I stand up.
No, watch how this fancy thing works.
I can do it.
All right.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure. Make it so, man. Make it
your like using, yeah, you're like making use of what the kind of
That's it, man. We don't get to play with this every meeting, so don't take that away from
us. That's like at DMV. They have the little short ones you can go.
Yeah, there you go.
But I never get that one. I never do.
All right, sir, give us your name. You may have the floor.
Yeah. I've been before this council before, and you guys have been to a benefit.
But we don't remember your name, so you have to tell us.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Charles Williams, and my address is 27347 Martins Farm Road.
Okay.
I'm straight across the street from these guys over here and a couple houses down from John.
Okay.
And one of the things that I haven't seen even on this map, I'll slow down so I can breathe better. Is this there? The speed limit is 45 miles an hour. John's house, the man that just spoke earlier, is directly in front of an S-turn, of which we see at least 4 car rollovers a year. Is that about correct, John?
Sir, you can't testify if you're not
okay.
up here. We're good. We'll take his word for
okay.
it. Go ahead.
But yeah, it's a dangerous corner is the point I'm getting at. And you're trying to add 128 lots here, which would probably be a husband and a wife. More drivers each and every day, and it is a very small road. And me personally, being in a wheelchair, like I was down in my mailbox today, our road is not in the best of shape either, and there will be a lot of impact. I guess it is the word that I would like to use too. I mean, a lot of impact. Think about 2 more cars leaving the house, going to work, back and forth every single day. And then the addition of school buses. And then, like you said, I bought my house, as John stated, I was in Cape Henlopen School District, and I'm no longer. And I'm only 200 feet from the Peck property. So there definitely is gonna be a lot of differences. So that's my main thing, is about the road itself and the speed limit and that corner, because people do fly down Martins Farm Road. We often get chicken trucks coming up and down the road. There are chicken houses to my right, which would be the west of me, and there's chicken houses to the left. So there's even transportation like that that travels up and down the road. So that's the only reason why I wouldn't be in opposition. I'm all for a person being able to sell and use their property the way they've decided to go. But this is over impact, guys. This one is over impact. I love what Sussex County's doing. We're growing by leaps and bounds. We see the houses and the people that are moving in. But on this case here, this one's too much. It's a lot of impact on Martin's Farm Road. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
You can raise the thing back up.
I think this lady in the back's been waiting for a while. Yeah,
it's an up and down button.
Yeah.
I know, I was thinking, just thinking that.
Trying, I know.
You're fine.
That's good. Okay, great. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mary Devine, and I live on Devine Way, which is located just down the road from Mr. Reamer and from the other gentleman that spoke earlier. So I took a little note so I would not lose my train of thought. I don't want to repeat everything everybody else said.
Good.
However, it is true. You know, Martin's Farm Road cannot handle this size of development. That S curve is bad. The road, the drainage is very bad. There is no drainage. Some of the properties there get flooded. They don't clean the ditches out. We have to call and ask over and over again to clean the ditches out because of the flooding. We have no sidewalks on our road at all. You know, not on Martin's Farm. The cars end up in front yards constantly. It's constantly. There was also an eagle spotted there the other day. So there must be a nest nearby.
That's fine. There are plenty of eagles these days.
Okay, all righty. So I just want you to bring that to their attention.
They don't pose an issue anymore. They used to be. They used to be endangered, but they're not considered endangered.
Not endangered? Okay, all right. So they don't matter. But it's a huge development on a little tiny road. It's a little back road. They just started paving it not too long ago. It used to be the chip and tar stuff. Is that what they used to put down? We'd get up underneath of your vehicle. Yeah, but now I think they've paved it since. But I just think it's too big of a development to be on that little road.
Okay.
All righty.
Yes,
thanks.
Ma'am. Thank you. Okay, there was somebody else over here, I think, or this guy. Okay, yep, you're next, and you're next. Okay.
My name is Paul Holton. I live at 27567 Martin's Farm Road. I live right across from the Peck's property.
Right.
My kids went to school with Peck. All the Peck kids, great kids. He has the right to do whatever he wants to do with his property. And he's up in age. He's retired River Park. Great guy. But I'm not here against him. I'm here just to tell you what some of this is, what's being said, you better ride down there and look, because all them measurements and stuff don't hit it. Like I said, I don't have no competition. You all judges, lawyers, whatever. I'm an auto worker, 47 years. And I come down here in 1992 and bought that property. Mr. Fuquay was my settlement, did the settlement for me. That has nothing to do with it either. But anyway, what's, you're looking at that property and all, they're explaining stuff to you that I don't agree with, but I'm not what you guys do. What I'm worried about, even though the traffic's bad, it's going to get worse. And it's also the kids catch the school bus there. This is a problem. When I built the house in 95, I was there in 93, and it was a dirt road. And it hasn't been, but now two dirt roads with black top on top. It's not very wide. And I don't mean to keep pumping that in it, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, it's the road behind them, it's just needs to be looked into more, I think. But I appreciate your time.
All right,
thank you.
We thank you. All right, sir, you're up. Good so far.
My name's Mike D'Amico. That's my wife, Lisa. We live at 28001 Martin's Farm Road,
okay.
Milton, Delaware. We moved here in 19. We moved up from PA. We were talking to the realtor. A hummingbird landed on my wife's shoulder. She's like, oh, that's my dad. The realtor says, oh, there's a boat dock 5 minutes away. We were sold five some acres. It's in the country. I live right next to Paul. People are quiet. They mind their own business. No problems. Beautiful. Since I lived there, like this woman spoke, there's been a medevac since 19. Medevac. Do you know how serious that road is? 19 I moved there. These people are talking some serious. You want to put a development with kids? God bless them. Hope nobody dies on that road. They almost killed my wife. I tell the police officers they could sit in my driveway. I made a big U driveway. They're talking just up at the corner. I mean, I do construction. How are you going to just in one spot? It's like the woman, the whole place is skinny. From harvesting, what, to Fisher? You better build a four-lane straight down past Fisher. Them winding roads ain't going to handle that. People are flying. Like I said, I moved 19. My wife's like, this is crazy. They built the development. They might as well buy my five because I'm out, because it ain't going to handle that. People take that for a shortcut now. It's like the young lady said. That's being heavily traveled more than people think. You add a development in there, you better widen that all the way down. Where are they going to widen? I'm right next to him. Well, you come out of the development, so you're going to take my poles down. There's only a little ditch, the road. The road's from me to you. I'm just saying there's going to be people getting hurt on that road since I was there. There's okay. Car crashes, people using that to cut through the fissure.
Okay. All right, sir.
But like thanks. I said, my land will be up for sale if you want it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Joseph Harris. I live at 27429 Martins Farm Road, which is directly across from this property. I know the PECs too. Basically, I'm not opposed to it either. It's just too big for the road.
Okay.
Too many houses for the road.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Anyone else? All right. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.